Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sarwinski. It's Friday, so I am joined today for my weekly chamber chat by Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. And today we are joined by Andrea Brownlee, the pastor at First Christian Church. So Andrea and Lindsay, thank you both for joining me.
Glad to be here.
So Andrea, we will start with you. First of all, give us a little background on the First Christian Church and your history with it as well.
Absolutely. First Christian Church is part of the Christian Church Disciples of Christ denomination, which is a frontier movement denomination that started just over 200 years ago. Thomas Campbell and Alexander Campbell and Barton Stone were kind of the founders of that movement, and it kind of headed west across the country, kind of a renegade breakoff of the Presbyterian Church. They left Scotland and other areas of Europe and kind of came to America trying to find a new way to do church in this frontier land. So it's a denomination that was founded here in the United States and is now United States and Canada is where the Christian Church Disciples of Christ can be found. We're known as a movement for wholeness in a broken and hurting world. And so the work of First Christian Church in Perry, as well as the denomination, is social justice oriented in a lot of ways. We try to find new and different ways to be the church in the changing world that we find ourselves in. First Christian Church in Perry has been around for 140 something years. We're approaching a big celebration year, but we still have a few years of planning to do for that. So they've done a lot of great ministry in their time in Perry. I've been here as the pastor for just over 2 years, and we've done some really great stuff, and we're looking down the road for some more great ministry to happen into the future. 1224 Lucinda Street is where we are. We're right next door to the Catholic Church, St. Pat's, if you know where that is. We're right across the street from there.
All right. You are chamber members then?
We are.
So how do you feel like that relationship has gone for you?
I think it's a beneficial relationship. We're able to participate in different community events and different chamber activities, and we can offer support in those ways. And just to be an active part of the community, I think for me as a pastor and for my congregation, is a very important thing, so that people know that the church is there for them in different times and different stages in life. And so that's what we hope to offer, not just by being members of the chamber, but by being part of the community.
For sure. Now you have some programs coming up, some that are longer running. First, mm-hmm. we want to talk about Second Thursdays. What can you tell me about this program?
Second Thursdays, we started just about a year ago. We kind of kicked off this different way of doing a little small group ministry. It meets the second Thursday of every month at 7 o'clock, usually at La Poste during their happy hour. We gather down there. Some people get a drink, some people get food, some people just come for the conversation. The conversation is usually based around either current events within our own community or within the wider world. Sometimes I bring some different questions for them to ponder, just depending on what is going on. And we spend about an hour, hour and a half, just kind of in conversation about how our faith is impacted by what's going on in the world and how we as faithful people, as followers of Christ, can impact the world around us by just living in the world.
All right, so that's the second Thursday of every month, and people can just show up?
Yep, absolutely. We try to meet in the handlebar room, but if there's more people, we'll find a bigger table. That's what we're good at, is adding more chairs to the table.
So. All right. Now, another program that you have coming up here is a children and youth program. What can you tell me about this one?
Yeah, the EDGE program, which stands for Everyday God Experiences, is our youth program. It's on Wednesday evenings from 5:30 to 8 p.m. From 5:30 to 7, we have our younger group, so kindergarten through fifth grade, meets from 5:30 to 7. And then our middle school and high school group meets from 6:30 to 8. We serve a meal from 6:30 to 7 for both groups together. They eat together and share around the table with both younger and older kids. Both groups do different activities, learning Bible stories and different ways to grow in their faith. That program has been going on 12 years. So it's a pretty well-known program in the community. We have great leaders who run that program. Corey and Natalie Eastman are kind of the overseers of that ministry, and they do an excellent job of coordinating things and getting things up and running each year and finding new and different ways to share God with kids that come to that program, and you don't have to be a member of First Christian Church to be part of that youth program. It's open to anyone who's looking to grow in their faith and doesn't have anywhere else to go on a Wednesday.
All right, a good program there as well. Now, a couple more things that we want to talk about with you. It doesn't happen often, but for a lot of the months, including this one, there are five Sundays.
Absolutely.
And you have a special project called the Fifth Sunday Project.
We do. We started the Fifth Sunday Project a couple years ago, right after I started here. I kind of threw this idea out to the congregation. What if on the fifth Sunday of months that have five Sundays, we did some kind of hands-on service project? They grabbed onto that, and most people have had a great experience in different hands-on service projects that we've done. We've collected cans for the food pantry, which then ended in pie in several people's faces because they reached and actually exceeded the goal that was set for the number of items that needed collected. We've made kind of hygiene kits for the Bethel shelter in Des Moines and some other care kits for hospice house here in different hospice things in the Perry area for people, for families that are entering that hospice process. We put together some different care packages just to let them know that people are thinking about them. We have a closed closet every Friday and Saturday at the church, and so a couple different times we have helped reorganize and change, you know, winter to summer clothes, summer to winter clothes, those kind of things as the seasons change. One of the biggest things was, I want to volunteer more, but I don't know when I can do it. And so doing this on the fifth Sunday is just one opportunity at least every couple of months to have a hands-on volunteer experience.
Absolutely. Well, Andrea Brownlee with First Christian Church, anything else that you'd like to let our listeners know about today?
We welcome anyone who is looking for a church home to join us for worship at 10:30 on Sunday mornings. We also will begin our Children's Sunday School on September 16th at 9:45 a.m. And we invite anyone who's searching for a place to worship, a place to grow in their faith, to come and check us out and see what we have to offer. And we're always welcoming new and different ideas to meet us at the table. So we welcome anyone who might be searching for a place to find a church home to join us on Sundays or Wednesdays for our EDGE program or Thursdays at La Poste.
All right. Well, now we will bring in Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti. First of all, we want to talk about an event coming up very soon. It's Monday. It's the next ribbon cutting. What can you tell me about this?
That's right, Joe. So our next ribbon cutting is next Monday. We will be welcoming Hatmakers Plumbing Supply to the Perry community and the chamber. So at 9 a.m., we will be gathering over at the East Perry Plaza, checking out their space, and of course, getting those big scissors to cut the ribbon.
All right, and that's the second ribbon cutting in less than a week. How did you feel like the first one this past week went?
I think it went well. You know, you never really know who's going to show up, how many people, what the weather's going to be like, but I'm always really proud to have a solid representation from our board, our ambassadors, and the general chamber community just to be welcoming to new members and new businesses.
Absolutely. Now, following that, in fact, 2 days after the ribbon cutting at Hatmakers, is a chamber event that didn't start off as a chamber event, but became one a couple years ago. That's the Homecoming Parade. What can you tell me about this year's festivities?
That's right. So next week is Homecoming Week at Perry High School. And so we, in the past couple years, have brought back a tradition that kind of was on pause for a few years. So we're carrying that on and kind of adjusting as we go with that. But there will be the parade on Wednesday, September 12th, starting at 6 p.m. from the high school parking lot, coming down Willis Avenue, and then turning to downtown on 2nd Street. So a little bit different from years past, but all in all, the chamber facilitating community pride by supporting homecoming in the school and things like that. So we're really hoping that we have a good turnout with the school and all of the activities and different groups and the different age ranges that are involved coming in halfway through the parade, as well as businesses and community organizations that want to be a part of it.
For sure. And then there's not going to be a pep rally after it this year, but there is going to be a grill out from what I hear.
That's right. So Raccoon Valley Bank and Hy-Vee and Tyson are partnering to kind of do an after parade party. So again, similar to last year, but different in terms of having that meeting space for there to be a grill out. I believe it's free will donation to support the junior class in their after prom efforts. So you can get food, you can kind of meet there. I think they're coordinating with the football team to do signatures again this year, but I really can't say since that was an area that they kind of took and ran with it. So we'll see what happens there. But overall, just the parade starts at 6. So hopefully we get to see people lined up along Willis, coming downtown as well, and enjoying the after parade party as well.
All right. One last thing to talk about today is the next Chamber Coffee. It's coming up a week from today.
Yes, I love things that have the regular schedule. So the second Friday always, this time is at Karis Family Funeral Home, always at 8 a.m. So we'll see their new expansion there, hear from them and what's going on, as well as anyone else that wants to share what's happening with their business and their community. That's a great place to interact with other Chamber members and community members.
Absolutely. Well, Chamber Director Lindsay Pasuti, anything else that you would like to mention to our listeners today?
I think that covers it. Thanks, Joe.
All right. Thank you for coming, and thank you, Andrea, as well.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Andrea Brownlee and Lindsay Pasuti. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.